I had one of the oddest conversations ever just a few days ago. I was in class, and a classmate was behind me, and he said, "James, what's on your neck there?" And I said, "What do you mean, what's on my neck?" He's like, "There's white stuff there." And I said, "Oh, am I peeling?" He said, "Why are you peeling?" I said, "I went out in the sun." And he said, "You peel when you go out in the sun?" And I started laughing, because I've been living in these highly white communities for so long, and now I live in Southern California, where I'm practically a minority, and I had to realize that my friend, who is Middle Eastern, and, you know, most of my classmates are Middle Eastern or Hispanic, something like that, and I have to remember that they don't know that. So, for my darker-skinned friends, when we white people go out into the sun, we cook. And another thing, you're listening to KPCRadio.com. My name is James. Thank you for joining me. All right, first thing I want to do today is just give a little bit of an update. I didn't want to make this much of my show part of just sexism or feminism in general, but it's in the media. I mentioned it before, the Steubenville, Ohio case, where those teenagers at a high school party, they raped a girl. She was passed out drunk. They took advantage of her. They took pictures of her, I believe, and then they video recorded themselves bragging about it, how they loved raping a, quote, dead girl. Well, the two boys who did the rape, not remember, there were more of them that were actually just in on it and watching, but the two boys who actually did the rape were convicted, and they will be going to juvie for a year, I bet, because then they'll probably just get probation. All right, so I've been talking about this one a lot because the coverage has been atrocious on this. All the reporters and all the internet is exploding with sympathy for the two boys. The two boys. Not for the victim, for these two boys. And all these other things are flying up on the internet about this type of stuff, and one of them was a 1979 survey of high school students, which I know is not current, even in the decade, but it's not that old. It's just a little bit older than me, so it's not ancient. Still relevant, I think, because these questions, it was a survey that said, it's okay to forcibly hold a woman down and have sex with her, force sex on her, if, and then it gives 10 responses, and if you answered yes, then basically saying, in this case, it's okay to do that. And in every single one of them, there were at least 30% of boys, and for some of them, 20% of girls said, yeah, it's okay to force her down. That was like, if you paid for dinner, if you've known her a long time, if she's had sex with other guys, it was just okay. Yes, it's okay to rape her, essentially. And I bring these things up on my Facebook, and I get comments on it, and I erased a few because they were jokes, not like joking about the girls or anything, just lighthearted, making levity of the situation, and I erased them because I don't want jokes on this situation. I want anger. I want people to be upset about this. I want rage. I want you to read comments like that, surveys like that, see reports like that, and I want you to get pissed off. I want you to read those responses and get so angry, you want to just punch someone in the face who says it. And that's actually what I ask people. If someone says that to you, it's okay to rape a girl if you spent money on her. Punch that guy in the face. He just deserves it. And one of the comments I got was, why am I always pissy about this crap? If you think I'm being pissy about this, if you think this isn't something that should be talked about, you can kiss it. Just seriously. If you think I'm making a fuss, you think I'm a feminazi, if you think they're women whining, guess what? You're the bad guy. If you're a CNN anchor and you're lamenting over the lost football or basketball careers of rapists, you're a bad guy. If you're saying that this girl deserved to get raped because she was drunk, you're the bad guy. If you're tweeting out that this girl should be arrested in jail with her rapist because she was drinking underage, you're the bad guy. And not everyone thinks they're the bad guy. The greatest human power is justification. Hindsight might maybe 20/20, but justification is omniscient. We can convince ourselves that anything we've done or anything we want to do is the right thing. No one thinks they're doing anything wrong. So let me be the one to break it to you in case that sums you up. If you think I'm being pissy, if you think these boys got a bum deal, you're the bad guy. You're not the hero. You're not even neutral. You're the reason life sucks for some people. Stop it. And if you think this is only about women's issues and rape, it's much bigger than that. It's about bullying in general. It's about oppression. It's about people treating others like property with no repercussions. This is about Malala, that the Muslim girl who was shot in the face for saying, hey, girls should go to school. This is about the Pope, right? This is about him hiding all these facts. This is about child abuse. This is about politicians who lie for money and get people to vote against their own interests. And it pisses me off. It's about bullying. And bullying needs to stop. And if you think I'm whining about bullying, guess what? You're the bully. You're the bad guy. So kiss it. All right, that's all the time I really want to give to that, because the main point of this show is related to that. It's about standing up and speaking your mind, and when is it appropriate, and is there ever a time where you're just whining and being pissy? Yeah, I started thinking about this because I guess it was 2 weeks ago now. My Sifu, and that's a teacher from a Kung Fu class I took a few years ago, about 5 years ago now, I still follow him on Facebook. I got along really well with him. And we got along despite our differences politically, because he was very conservative. This was in Florida. I was liberal. He was religious. I was atheist. So we didn't meld that way, but we got the teacher-student relationship. He wanted a student. I wanted a teacher. I wanted to learn. He wanted to teach. So we fit together that way. It was great in his class. And so this political stuff never came up, and it shouldn't. Why would it in a class like that? In martial arts, it doesn't make sense. But, you know, like I said, I follow him on Facebook because, you know, sometimes he puts videos up. But every once in a while, he'll put something up where it's just him reflecting on life. And, you know, I'm not going to say he shouldn't. I'm never going to say something like that. But he did say something that was pretty stupid. Or it was something that had something stupid in it. Because, like I said, I'm fit with this guy most of the time. So he was saying things like, where's the country going? There's some problems. I mean, that's obvious stuff. He's just saying how he's reflecting on it. And he brought up religion, and he brought up how if we can't teach one religion, we can't pick one. We shouldn't teach any. You know, if we can't put them all in there because some are obviously false and crazy. And that's his words. I would say things different. But his point was we should just take it out entirely. That's not the place for it. And that's where I agreed with him. That's how his principles I got along with. But it's his information that drives me nuts. Because, like, I remember one time he told me the separation of church and state is not in the Constitution, which is incredibly insane if you just read the First Amendment. And in this blog post, he happened to mention that all faith-based things should be taken out of school. Okay, he's on the right track. And then he said, that includes all faith beliefs such as Darwinism, unproven theories. And that's not to say I, like, lost respect for the guy. So I like arguing these things. The point is, should I say something? He's my teacher. I respect him. I'd like to think of him as a friend. Should I say something? I didn't. One, because it's his Facebook. He can say what he wants. I didn't want to start an argument. And two, because he was my teacher. And whether it's martial arts or what have you, any type of teacher, there's a level of respect. And you feel that authority, I mean. And you feel, well, I guess I shouldn't say anything. He's my teacher. And so I didn't say anything. But there are always times when you should say something. That's what I would want to be my main point. And it doesn't have to be all the time. You don't have to beat people over the head with it. But you should always say something. Especially depending on how bad it is. If it's something like, you should be able to rape a girl if you paid for her date. You know, paid for her dinner. Say something. Stand up to that. That's the type of stuff that needs to be pointed out and ridiculed, mocked, and vilified. When it comes to other things like creationism, Darwinism, global warming, other politics like that, should you say something? And that's where it becomes more nuanced. Because sometimes, like my Sifu, it's just someone giving an opinion. He's on his own Facebook. He's not doing much, per se. He's just, he's just talking. That's what people say when they think they're just talking. Most of the time they're not. But in this case, he's just talking. He's just voicing his opinion, and that's okay. But then there are times, like Fox News is the biggest example of this, where they're not just saying. They're not just giving opinions. They're literally trying to influence people to do things, to vote certain ways, to do this us versus them mentality, to vilify others, and that's when you need to say something. So when my Sifu says, hey, Darwinism is unproven, you move on. You know, maybe if he wants to talk about it, I would. When someone gives a lecture at a school, when a politician bases his legislation on that, when a state I believe he was a House of Representatives from, I forget which state, says that we don't need to worry about global warming because God said he won't flood the earth again. That's when you need to stand up. That's not just voicing your opinion. You need to get in these people's faces. And that's what I want. I want people in each other's faces. And does that mean I want violence rampant? No. I just recently started a debate club. That's what I want. I want discussion. I want issues brought up. Too many times, there's elephants in the room, right? Those issues we just don't talk about until they explode. We don't talk about gun control until all these children are shot. We don't talk about global warming until, you know, there's all these hurricanes and weather shift patterns. And that's when we start talking about things. We didn't put care about lifeboats until, you know, the Titanic sank. That's the what do I want to call it? The Achilles heel of the human race, I guess. We don't really do anything until it's too late. And that's what I want to stop. We have to get in people's faces, say, hey, rape is not okay. Saying that we shouldn't do anything about the environment because of your religious beliefs, that's not okay. Going around the country and convincing children at these Jesus camps that scientists and professors are evil is not okay. And that's what a lot of apologists try to do. They try to convince that people that college education is evil. And that type of thinking, I guess you can call it, is corrosive. It's why America has been steadily dropping in education in the entire world stage. It's not just because other countries are developing and catching up, say India, China. It's because we're just going backwards. There's too much anti-intellectualism in this country. And a lot of people think that the opposite stance is elitism, where, oh, you're saying that only certain people should be able to talk, only certain people should be able to be legislators. And in a way, I would say yes. Does that make me an elitist? Yeah, it actually does. But elitism, not using the Republican vilified word, means those who can do the job, do the job. That's what elitism is. So when your pipe bursts in your house and you call a plumber instead of a veterinarian, you're an elitist because you just picked a certain person to do a certain job. So you are an elitist. If you call the fire department instead of, 1-800-FLOWERS or whatever, when your fire is in your house, you're an elitist because you picked a certain person. That's what elitism actually is. It's saying those who study these issues should be the ones who express Well, they're not even opinions at that point, are there? They're facts. Those who study these issues should be the only ones who legislate on these opinions. And Brian Cox, a physicist, said recently on his Twitter, he always has funny tweets every once in a while, and he said, you can't have a view on the age of the universe. It's like having a view on the distance between London and Manchester. So that's what I mean. Is that elitist for him to say, hey, only physicists and only cosmologists should be talking about the age of the universe? Well, kind of. I mean, why would you just trust some random person off the street to tell you anything about the physical universe? Why would you trust them to tell you about anything? I barely trust the random person on the street to give me directions to a Carl's Jr. Now, does that make elitism a slippery slope to something? Because that's what a lot of people call Obama, Democrats, they're elitist. They are just trying to take rights out of the people. They're trying to give the government more rights. No, it's not a slippery slope. That's just BS. It doesn't even make sense. Saying someone who knows how to do the job should do the job is not elitist. Saying the guy who only read the Bible should not be legislating for global warming, that's not elitism. That's saying the stupid guy should not be legislating for our lives. Is that saying the Bible's stupid? If that's the only book you read, yeah, maybe that should apply to you. You know, because I know many Christians out there, many Muslims, many everything, who say, hey, global warming is bad and we should do something about it. Even if they want to do it religiously, hey, because God gave us this planet, we should take care of it. Whatever your reason is, they look at the facts and they listen to the elites, who happen to be the atmospheric and global scientists, who are global weather scientists. Do you still just call them meteorologists when they're not on TV and just scientists? I don't know. But they listen to them, and the problem is presented. They say, we should do something about this. So when you walk in not knowing the facts and say, hey, don't worry about it because I feel that this isn't an issue, get out. Go away. You don't belong in Congress. You don't belong giving your opinion. And is that actually a bad thing when I say, hey, their opinion doesn't matter? Think about that. Does everyone's opinion matter? Think about democracy as itself. What is democracy? Which is what we don't have, by the way. We have a republic for all the people who say we love spreading democracy around the world. Democracy means every person's opinion and vote matters. And that sounds beautiful. That's equality. That's egalitarianism. That's awesome. That's freedom. But what happens in that system? Westboro Baptist Church, the picketers who go to soldiers' funerals and say thank God for dead soldiers and, you know, God hates homosexuals, these people, they're, when they voted for president last year, it counted as much as my vote. That's crazy to me. This old guy who goes around terrorizing people, as far as I'm concerned, picketing funerals like that, when he voted for his guy, it immediately canceled out my vote. You know, after I studied the issues, after I, you know, looked at the facts and had empathy for people. Am I anti-democracy? Maybe in a way I am. Maybe. Maybe there's a better way to do it and we just don't know it yet. I think, who was it, Churchill that said, I hate doing quotes when I can't remember the exact guy. Democracy is the worst government of them all, except for all the other ones we've tried. Right? So it's admitting that it's not the best, but it's what we have and it's what's better than all the rest. But still, that's one of the problems that I always reflect on when it comes time to vote. That the dumbest people you hear on the radio, ironic, the dumbest people you hear just in the street with signs saying it's Armageddon, if they go to vote, they just canceled yours. And it has as much weight as yours. You know, you could go to school for climate science for 12 years, get a PhD, come up with a cure for global warming, and your vote counts just as much as the guy who said, don't worry, God said it's not going to happen. And, ladies and gentlemen, my producer wants to cut in for a second. What's up, Alan?
The notion that your vote cancels out other people's votes is not necessarily true. That's on a statistical level. I just want to input that there.
Sure, lay it on me. What are you saying? What are you getting at here? That they just don't cancel out mathematically? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's, well, that's not the real reason I was butting in here. I just wanted to say that statistically speaking, it's not a tick for tack. But, what I was saying, proposing that not everybody has a voting right, if you keep extrapolating on that, you'll lead to similar to a monarchy or a republic, in that only the social elite are educated enough to make the informed decisions. I believe, I'm not going to put my own personal beliefs in another thing about it, but the way to, what you're preaching here would extrapolate onto a monarchy or a republic society, in that only the most educated would be able to vote. And I believe it worked for thousands of years before democracy. Democracy isn't even the most efficient form of government we've seen.
Are you saying monarchy worked for a while?
Monarchy did work for a very long time.
How are you defining work?
I mean, it worked as a government. There were starving in the street, but there were starving in the streets in feudalism. There was starving in the streets in religious theocracies. There was starving in the streets in democracies.
So you're saying democracy didn't really solve all the problems of monarchies?
Democracy only gave the people as a whole a voice, so mm-hmm. that everybody is evenly represented. It's not necessarily... The people as a whole will not necessarily make the best decisions
Let me put it this way. So... In monarchy, there's one guy, one voice, and, you know... Let me finish.
No.
The one guy, one voice, and whatever he says goes, and, you know, it wasn't the best, it wasn't the worst. And when democracy comes, you give everyone a voice, and maybe sometimes collectively, well, they just cause the same problems anyway, so what's the difference?
With a monarchy, you have a line of educated aristocrats making the decisions.
Oh, that's debatable.
Okay... They're generally in monarchies or as any form of hereditary government. They try to make sure the head of state is extremely educated, is well cultured, well aware of what's going on. But the decision maker in a democracy would be the uneducated masses.
Right.
But it works out just because we're in a free market economy. The supply and demand. If the uneducated masses need something, the government will eventually have to take care of it.
Right.
But I'm just arguing against
the elitism.
Yeah,
that's a good point. There could be a slippery slope from just saying that opinions should be taken differently, but there has to be a middle ground, I would think. And imagine you were saying, well, only the educated people get to make decisions. First question I would have to that, is that actually a bad thing? I mean, think about what that means. Like I said, the people who are trained to do the job, they should do the job. Like I said, you call a plumber when the pipe bursts, not a florist. So the people who are, I mean, everyone can be educated, but just for different things. That's the nature of specialization in the scientific field to begin with. If you want to study apes, you send in an anthropologist. You don't send the physicist, and vice versa. You don't put the botanist in front of a telescope and say, how old is the universe, right? So there's all this specialization, and maybe we can find some ground where, this is all based on ideal. We're getting real idealistic, so let's go all out. I would say that education should be free in the country, and there are some countries that do that already, and there are many other countries that do it differently in different systems, such as, I believe, South American countries. They have a different type of high school system where when you're going into high school, it's at that point you can choose, do you want to go into academia? Do you want to go into trade schools? And basically they skip that whole high school awkward period. And I think that's a good thing because I notice here at a community college, this is pretty much just high school part two for most of the students. Like they're taking biology and English one, and I'm thinking, didn't I just do that? Didn't these kids just do that? So since we're getting idealistic, if we revamp the entire education system and we go to a South American type system like that where you were saying it's okay, it's because that there's a big stigma. There's this funny. Let me get to this too. And another thing about that is while there is this mass voice that is uneducated in the country, that they make decisions, that's democracy, and there's anti-intellectualism, still, there is this they look down on people who are not educated. So in this country at once, we have a middle class who thinks that college-educated, you know, Obama is elitist, but they would never want their children to be a janitor. They would never want their children to be a garbage man. So it's funny how there's this balance of anti-intellectualism and don't be an idiot with a Mick job. If McDonald's paid a living wage, why wouldn't I want to just flip burgers for the rest of my life if that's what I want to do? So that's really interesting to me there. And I don't remember what the point was I was getting to that. That just popped into my head. So that's what I was talking about, the nature of education in America. And if we revamp it so that everyone gets the chance to do what they want and they get the education that they deserve, and then we let people vote on issues they're trained for, is this edutopia, this edutocracy, really that bad thing? Because right now, what we have is that rampant intellectualism where Jenny McCarthy is out there saying, don't vaccinate your kids. Did she go to med school? Did she do double-blind studies? Did she even read the reports that completely debunk the paper she was basing this asinine claim on? She is responsible directly, I believe, for deaths. Maybe I shouldn't go that far because we don't know if anyone has died for it yet, but there have been outbreaks of lots of diseases in the San Diego area specifically, I know, because of kids not getting their vaccinations they need before school. And it's that type of corrosive, acidic vitriol that uneducated people are able to spread in our system, and that's when you need to stand up and speak out. And a lot of people are doing that, but unfortunately we don't have that many, and definitely not many celebrities. I mean, you got Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy doing a march down a street saying stop vaccinating our kids. Some people are going to say, hey, what is this they're talking about? But where are the celebrities that are coming out and saying, hey, these guys are dumb, stop listening to them? That's what we need. We need a counterbalance to this anti-intellectualism. All right, that's going to do it for my time for today. Thanks for listening. Remember, in case you're listening to this on a podcast, that my show is live Fridays at noon. But I will not be on next week. I will be out of town, and then the next week after that is spring break. So that will be the second week of April, I believe, I will be back Friday at noon, and I'll post the time on Facebook. Thank you.